The news that we lost a monk seal to the disease toxoplasmosis was devastating to the volunteers and staff at the Marine Mammal Hospital in Kona. The young seal named Soleil was a fan favorite to many of a group of volunteers at the center, as he was the first marine mammal that they got to nurse back to health. So they took the news of his death hard. The Keolakai Center is also watching another seal with the disease, which is spread by cat feces. Pohaku was critically ill and has been at the center for several weeks now. We talked to Dr. Kara Field and Megan McGinnis of the center about her progress in coping with the loss of the young seal, Soleil.
So he came to us after a pup switch situation on Kalapapa, Molokai, and he was an awfully skinny little guy, less than a month old. So he was pretty tiny, but yeah, he was separated from his mom when he first came in July of 2018.
Was this the first one that we've lost to toxo?
As far as we know, a lot of our animals are in the northwestern Hawaiian Islands, so we don't have quite as good coverage on them as we do for animals, for example, like Soleil and Pohaku on Oahu. So as far as I know, that's the case.
So Dr. Carfield, can you, give us an update on Pohaku?
We actually just had Pohaku in hand again today, and we have now been treating her for toxoplasmosis for a total of 6 weeks, and that treatment plan was in accordance with what we know about treating toxoplasmosis in humans and in other species. She has lost a considerable amount of weight since being in hand, but that's okay because she had a lot of reserves. She's in very good body condition when she first presented, and she has made quite a significant recovery in many ways. She is much more responsive, much more bright, much more alert. What toxoplasma does is cause severe inflammation of the brain to a point where she's almost unresponsive, and in her case, she's shown a really good response to the treatment. She has not had a great appetite, so we have been supplementing her with some food, as well as the medication and a lot of other supportive care. And we've seen a real improvement in her neurologic condition.
How weak is she? Because the stories that I was reading, she was pretty bad.
Indeed, yeah. She was very close to the point of probably not being able to recover her from this. She's still weaker than she should be for a seal of her size and age, but again, she's made really good strides. She is able to swim and swims regularly every day around the pool pretty strongly. She's much more resistant to us handling her, as I think Megan can also attest. every day she seems to get just a little bit stronger and a little bit more appropriate for a seal of her size.
Now, I think when I last talked to Claire Simeon, she was talking about the fish milkshakes that you folks were feeding Soleil, I think, to kind of get his strength back up.
Yeah, Megan, do you want to handle that one?
Yeah, I was covered in fish milkshake just about an hour ago.
Okay.
So I certainly can speak to that.
Okay.
We are currently supplementing Pohaku with a fish milkshake at this time. It's a good way for us to be able to deliver her some extra calories, some extra hydration mixed in there, as well as an easy way to get her some of her medications.
What's the prognosis for Pohaku at this point? How long of a recovery do you think this might be?
That is definitely a really good question, and she really is the first Hawaiian monk seal that we've treated successfully to this point for toxoplasmosis, and I put sort of quotes around successfully because so far it really just means she's survived to this point, and that is the longest that we've ever had a Hawaiian monk seal survive with this condition. That being said, she's not cleared. She's not out of the woods yet, and we're in very uncharted territory as far as what this means for her long term. Given that she's got many of her mental faculties back, where she's very aware and alert and appropriately responsive, those all bode very well for her continuing to improve, but she's not at her normal strength. We do still see some sort of general weakness in everything, and that is probably going to continue to take some time to heal. With the amount of inflammation that was probably happening in her brain, that does not just resolve over a short period of time. That's something that's going to take quite a while for her to really be back to being a normal seal. And at this point, it's unclear if she's going to need a much longer treatment or if she's going to just continue to improve just with time and with healing. So So it's difficult to say overall what the outcome will be still at this point. She's still, we would still consider her to have a guarded prognosis for a full recovery, which means that, you know, she would be have a normal, completely normal mentation and be able to be released. We are certainly hopeful at this point, based on her response to treatment, that we could ultimately release her. But that is something that we will need more time to know for sure. The good news is that in order to facilitate examining her, we have had to sedate her to get her at a level where we can safely handle her. So that alone speaks really well to her progress.
So how big is she? And how old is she again?
Tohaku, I believe, is 14 years old.
Thank you, Megan.
Well, do we have a handle on how toxoplasmosis affects, you know, older versus younger monk seals?
That is an excellent question, and I don't think we have a good knowledge of that at this point. It does seem to affect female monk seals more than males, and that is definitely of concern because they are the sex that is going to pop forth and provide, you know, continued support for the population. It's unclear at this point if there's a particular age that is affected. I think, Megan, correct me if I'm wrong, but Soli was maybe the youngest to be diagnosed with it?
Yeah, I'm not sure, but he was quite young. He was born in July of 2018.
He is definitely one of the younger ones, and I believe most of the other ones that have been found have been older, at least subadult, if not adult females.
So I don't know if you can talk about how toxo affects humans, you know, versus monk seals. I mean, we know folks that may have miscarried because of toxoplasmosis. In one case, too, someone suffered temporary blindness. So, you know, those are the effects on humans. So what happens with monk seals?
That is another excellent question, because we are still struggling to understand what all those effects are. And certainly, just as with people, we can see neurologic disease, and we suspect that toxoplasmosis can cause abortion in seals as well. But we have not, I don't think we have actual proof of that yet necessarily. But certainly, when you get an adult seal that's affected with toxoplasma, it definitely has a very strong effect on the brain, and all the effects on the rest of the body have not been probably fully characterized, especially as far as pregnancy goes. So I think that's an area that we still need to understand before we can really say if it affects seals in the exact same way as humans, but it is certainly a high risk for causing reproductive failure in those females.
And have we reached out to any other place across the globe where they've got seals that may be affected by toxoplasmosis?
We have seen this condition affect harbor seals on the west coast of the United States for many, many years. And while those seals, harbor seals in particular, we have also, I believe it's also been documented on seals on the east coast of the United States. It has been reported in a couple other species around the world, both seals and sea lions. And we do know that there are some marine mammal species, including sea otters in California, that are strongly affected by increased amount of toxoplasmosis in the environment, and they're getting it through their food. And in other populations of marine mammals that are naive to having cats in their area, such as cats are also an introduced species in New Zealand, for example. And the increased toxoplasma and the runoff there is affecting a local dolphin population. So we do know we're very aware of this pathogen affecting marine mammals, both naive, like the Hawaiian monk seal, and animals that have sort of evolved with cats on the mainland, for example, and with very, very similar results. No marine mammal species has been documented to really be adapted to dealing with this threat in their environment, and very few reports of successful treatment of toxoplasma in any of these species, too.
That was going to be my next question, is how do we treat it exactly? Do you treat it the same way you treat humans?
We are treating it with very similar drugs. The human literature is pretty thorough and pretty well investigated regarding treatment. There has been some research on treatment in other non non-human species, so both in the laboratory and also in in a number of domestic species. So we have done a very thorough literature searches and have reached out to our colleagues in other parts of the veterinary and the human medical field to find out what new advances there are in treatment, whether any of those other drugs are available yet, and how we can prevent this, if this is something that we can prevent in future in addition to treating currently. And most of all the drug regimens that are currently available are ones that are still actively the most widely used and the most considered to be the most effective in human medicine. So those are the drugs that we are using to treat pohaku currently.
And Megan, do you know how many other monk seals that we've lost to toxo?
My understanding is that the count is around 12. Unfortunately, this illness is avoidable, and if people are, you know, practicing responsible pet ownership and we start to having more awareness of our feral cat problem on these islands, then I think that we can start to make a dent in the, you know, in the way that this disease is affecting our wildlife. I mean, it's not only seal that's been found in dolphins here, it's been found in the Hawaiian crow. So, you know, just this feral cat population is having a really large effect on our wildlife. And there's things that we can do about it.
So we need to start the conversation around how do we manage these colonies or get them away from our shorelines or somehow limit what's going into the oceans.
I know it's a difficult conversation with a lot of angles in it, but we have to start having it if we want to make a difference in this problem.
Because, yeah, we're down to what? Is it 1,100?
It's around 300 in the main Hawaiian islands and around 1,100 in the northwestern islands. That's only 1,400 animals.
Yeah, left on the planet. That is pretty scary.
I think something that's really huge is, you know, one of the reasons that I hope that we were able to make a difference early on is because when people were seeing these animals in the wild, they were reporting it to their local response hotline. So when anyone sees these animals, if they have any concerns, calling those response hotlines is the thing that's going to get us rolling on observing the animal and hopefully treating them sooner rather than later. So it's something that our whole community can pitch in on.
I think what Megan said is I just wanted to underscore that again, is that responsible pet ownership and working hard to keep your cats indoors and make sure that they're spayed and neutered so they're not out there creating more cats to contribute to the problem. Another thing that you can do if you're a cat owner is use litter that's not the flushable kind of litter, because that also can go straight into the water environment. And exactly what Megan just said, just reiterating, the vigilance is really important for all of us to be able to respond to these animals and as quickly as we can if there's any abnormal behavior. So continuing to call in when they see animals that are maybe acting abnormally and not being very responsive, especially, and then making sure that they sit back and leave them be and call in the appropriate people to come and manage that animal.
All right. Well, thank you so much, both of you, for the work that you do in nursing these monk seals back to health. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
That was a conversation we had with Dr. Kara Fields and Megan McGinnis of the Marine Mammal Center, Kaikeula on the Big Island. They were talking about the latest monk seal victims of toxoplasmosis, which is a disease spread by cat feces. For links, head to our website.